And we are back. Another episode of Everything Everywhere. I'm Mike. It's your host, Will P, Willie P, whatever you want to call me. Back for episode 6. By myself again today. I know I said I'd probably have a guest, but it's gonna have to wait another episode today. Just running solo. Just didn't really have it planned. I just sat down, decided I wanted to talk about some things and record it. So yeah, that's what we're gonna do today. And appreciate everyone who, listened to the last episode. I know I said I didn't care about listeners, which is it's true, but if I was getting zero listens, like what's the point? You know what I mean? What am I really doing here? Like what is my time? Is it worth like, I'm trying to bring a podcast here to like open up a discussion. That's all. And that's why I bring people I know on here so we can open up discussions, 'cause I feel like why not? Like do something with our time and learn new things. Like that's really what I did. And I contribute a lot of it to other people in media that I look up to, the actual respected people in media who are respectful, those kind of people who I look up to. Guys, you gotta be careful when you're looking up to certain media because there's a lot of bad to it. But yeah, so we're back. And I want to thank everyone who listened to the last episode. So I like I said, I don't care, but it's nice to get a couple listens and some feedback so I know that there's someone actually listening to my boring voice out there. But yeah, so we're gonna jump into some like conspiracy theories today. But first, I'm gonna do my little roundup of little pieces of news or whatever funny things that I wanted to talk to you guys about on the podcast. Bad Bunny dropped an album last night on Friday the 13th. Now, I didn't get to listen to all of it, but I did listen to some of it. And here's the thing, guys. Like, I don't know Spanish, so I don't know what he's really saying. So I don't always bump Bad Bunny. Do you see what I'm saying? Like, I love it. I love when people put it on, but like, why would I play something out in my car, like driving around, that I don't know what he's talking about? Like, that's like watching a movie in another language without subtitles. Like, I think that it's awesome, and it's actually a way you could learn it. So like I'll actually like last night I was reading some of his lyrics in English, the following the song, so I could actually maybe learn. Because you never just want to be driving around playing something you don't know what they're saying. You probably shouldn't do that. So like I think that it could be a way to learn, I guess. I don't know. That was interesting. I thought the album was pretty solid. I mean, he's good. He's really good, I think. And his last album was great. And yeah, so I only got to listen to a couple songs. Ken Carson also dropped an album, which I also listened to probably about four or five songs before I got to finish both of them. But Ken Carson, yeah, he's really changed up his beats, bro. And I was sitting there listening to it on one of those like big party speakers, and like, oh my God, I could really feel the beat. I was just like, wow. Like if you like beats and like, and you're big into like that and like the newer beats that these rappers are using now, that rappers are using now, I think that you would really enjoy his album. You should go check it out. I think it was cool. It was cool. Ring is offering 1 million to anyone with alien footage. Now, why would Ring, first of all, want that? What are they gonna like? What's the point? Is it just a challenge? Like, they're just like, hey, we have an extra 1 million in our pockets. We probably have an extra like 40 million in our pocket money. Let's just offer 1 million to anyone with alien footage and make fun of all the people that make fake videos. Yeah, you know what, Bill? That's a great idea. Like, what are the what? Like, what are they trying to do? Now, if you don't know what Ring is, like, it's those little cameras on the doorbells. Now, I think it's really stupid. Like, just get a regular surveillance camera. Why do you get on your doorbell? That makes it so obvious, and it's just like kind of creepy. I don't know. Like, imagine if you're a delivery dude and like they're just watching you inside the house. I mean, it's probably smart, like to prevent robberies and break-ins, whatever. But like, I don't know. Just why on the doorbell? It's just weird. Anyways. Ring, yeah, basically that's what they are. So they're offering 1 million, and anyone will do anything for money. And there's so many people who've came out with fake alien things and faked it, completely fake, and think that they're like some, they all oh, they found the first alien. Look at me, I'm gonna get all this clout now. Like, every video you can look up the specific video, and look up a breakdown of it. You watch one random dude on YouTube, and he will convince you in 2 minutes. He will prove to you, sorry, in 2 minutes that it's not real. Like, that's the thing, like aliens with ghosts too. Like, I honestly think that until I see it, I won't believe it's real. Like, I've heard things and seen certain things that could have been done by a ghost, but I've yet to see one. So it's not that I don't believe in them, I'm just skeptical. It's like that's gonna say something I'm not gonna say, because this is PG to PG-13 pod. We don't do say this stuff like that yet. But until you see it the first time, you're not gonna be hype about it. You're not gonna believe it. So I think that's the lesson here, guys. This next up, I'm gonna botch this man's name. Hold on, let me look up a translation. I don't want to botch this guy's name because it's just embarrassing. I don't want to do that. It's on recording, so we're gonna Google Translate it. Well, hop up that Google Translate, guys. If you ever need to know pronounce a word, just literally Google Translate it with the audio of your language, and yeah, it's a name, guys. I'm someone's name. Dude, I always used to hate it. So many people accidentally say my last name wrong. And when they would make, and then when my school would say it for like announcements or like certain things that are kind of important, like I just felt like disrespected. I don't know. It's not their fault, but people with like foreign last names, you guys know what I'm talking about. Okay, Shooter Sanders. I did not want, that's what the Google Translate is saying. It could be saying it wrong. Maybe I should just look up the actual. Sorry guys, this is really bad host job right now. How do you pronounce? Okay, let's see. There's a whole video. Shooter. Okay, that's how you say it. Okay, so Shooter Sanders, right? He's a college NFL player for the Colorado. I think it's the Buffaloes, Buffs. I don't know. I don't know anything about college guys, so you can't see. I didn't even know how to pronounce his name. That just goes to show. But at least I actually took the time before I completely probably wouldn't have said that. His team won, and ASU, he goes up to their students section, just completely mocks them, like flexing his watch, flexing the win. And I was thinking that I seen the clip and I was like, bro, respect to this guy, man. He doesn't care what anybody says about him. He doesn't care about image. He doesn't care. Oh, he's setting up a bad example for our players. Like, shut up. Like, he doesn't care about that. He's just being himself. And honestly, I was thinking to myself, like, I would do the same thing, man. I would do the same thing if I was an athlete mocking the students. I mean, oh my God, those kids in the student section, those complete clowns, like complete bozos. I mean, those guys, dude, they think that they're on the team, and it's just they get way too into it. It's like, hold, relax, man. It's like life or death for them. They're college team loses a game. It's like, my God, dude, they're just students playing their sport, trying to play their sport. Like, relax. Like, it's a little weird. Like, so I feel like I would do the same thing. Like, I remember one time I was at a college basketball game, and there was this player, and he's a little bigger. He's a little bigger than all the other players, but it was fine. He's still playing center, I think. Tall as hell too. And when he would shoot free throws, the student section held signs up of cheeseburgers, like it was it was probably for fun, but like it's kind of mean, bro. Like, I don't know. I don't mess with that. It's a little mean. Like, yeah, you can have fun in games, but when it comes to like a student, I don't know. But also the funny thing I got out of it was like, 'cause I don't ever sit student section. I could never just, oh God, no. I sit far away from that. And I was thinking to myself, I was like, dude, like how ironic is that he's the one who's playing college basketball, and you guys are sitting in the seats holding up signs. Like, how like pathetic is that, man? Like, he's the actual playing, he's not playing at a, he's grinded to his life where he's playing at a college level of basketball, Division One, and you are sitting there. Like, you're not, like, I don't know. I'm not trying to say like you're not on his level, but like you're going at him. So I feel like someone has the right to kind of make that statement back. I don't know. Thought it was funny. And they got like the parents involved. It's like, relax, dude. What are, like, come on, dude. Their parents are just trying to like watch their son play about like a game, bro. Like, I don't think that you should be attacking parents. And if they don't like that you're going at their son, like, bro, dude, like, how would you react? Like, if your son or your daughter was playing in a game and like they're making fun of them, like holding up cheeseburger signs, like, dude, I would probably go over there and smack each individual. Like, I would go over there and smack all of them in the face. And I'm like, and if the parents did that, I would not blame them. And I kind of wish they did, but this is what it is. Next up, we got Google has found that GPAs and test scores are worthless as criteria for hiring. Respect to Google, man, because I've always thought this. I've always thought SATs are stupid. And I always thought that test taking and to an extent, grades are a bad show of someone's like skills and smartness and what they can do. Like there's so many things that testing and grades can't show. You got to think of like communication, teamwork building, collaboration, like there's just integrity. Like dude, there's just so much more that you can't show with like true or false and these dumb like math questions. Like I don't know, I think it's good to like they need to like know, make sure that stuff is working. But like I talked about the education system, I don't want to get into that, but respect the Google, because I didn't take the SAT, and I honestly thought I don't like that they are like pressuring kids to do these big tests. I'm like, oh my God, like it's just not good for kids' mental health, and we really need to like probably be more aware of that, what that could be doing. And then finally, I got this is okay. So Will Smith and Jada, apparently Jada's coming out, and you listen, you guys, you no disrespect to her, but you just cannot take her word for anything she says right now, and anything she probably has said since that whole incident. Since she started going into interviews and saying crazy, just crazy things about Will, ridiculous. I mean, come on. So she allegedly said that, allegedly that her and Will have been separated since 2016. Now we don't know if that's true, but someone would be like, oh, then like, why did he slap Chris Rock? Like, well, because at the Oscars, Chris Rock said something highly offensive. It's whether they were together or not at the time, who knows, but it's still the mother to his kids. Like I'd probably do the same thing he did. And like honestly, and the thing on Chris, like dude, like if you guys don't know what happened in the Oscars like 2 years ago, 2 or 3 years ago, like Chris Rock took a pretty like offensive joke at Jada, and Will got pissed, went up, slapped him right in the face on live television. It might have been one of the most craziest things I've ever seen live on TV. I mean, just most unexpected, probably you could say. But Chris didn't even do anything about it, and like I actually lost some like moral respect for Chris, not even on the joke part, because I know that's what his job is, he's a comedian, but more on the fact that he just stood there. Like I'm not letting another man just come up to my stage and slap me in the face and just sit back down like nothing. Like, do you think that's like no, dude? So I lost some like respect for Chris. Like, I understand if he's trying to be professional, but the moment he does that, I feel like that gave Chris a right to hit back, or like even like do something about it. He just stood there. Like, that wasn't it. That was so crazy. But yeah, like dude, we got a free Will, man. I honestly think that she's not good for Will at all. And I would be happy if this is true. I think they are separated now, but I mean, dude, Will just I feel like that whole thing wasn't even like him really defending her. I think partially it was a cry for help. Like you gotta get help this guy. Like I don't blame Will for what he did, but like man, like no one would have saw it. It's out of character for Will. You wouldn't ever see, I wouldn't see that coming from him specifically. That's why I'm like, all right, like this one might be a cry for help. But yeah, man, free Will Smith 2023 into 2024. Just Jada is just ridiculous. I mean, God, like I don't want to bash her, but like I just don't respect her at all anymore. All right. Now we're gonna get into some theories. Now I have four theories listed here, but I wanna also I'm gonna say if I think that they're real or not, but also I set up like a little poll on my Instagram to basically say that like if you had believe in one theory, what would it be? I don't know if it's kind of a weird time for a poll. It's like 4 o'clock in the evening, but we'll see if if someone puts something in, and I'll discuss that one too. But first, we got the moon landing was fake. Now this one, U.S. moon land on the landing on fake. Now this one's actually has valid evidence to back. Now you need to check theories like if they actually have valid evidence, because a lot of these don't. But this one is like legit. So if you watch the press conference, the U.S. press conference, the clips of it after the moon landing, like the guys in the press conference look really like sus, man. Like they don't look right. Like this isn't like we just landed on the moon and like joy, happy, like we just did something huge for this country. Like no, this was like oh my God, what did we just do? Like what did we just do? Are we gonna, like this was like they looked nervous, bro. So obviously it's a podcast. I'm not gonna play the audio because it's kind of like the audio doesn't do justice. I don't think all of it's bad. I think they look normal in some parts, but there's parts where they're just like something's a little off. I just feel a little weary. Like, I don't know. It was a little weird. But then you look on. So basically, the theorists say that it was filmed on a Hollywood set, because you look at the how which weird it looks. And like, I also think too. I mean, I'll wait for my opinion. Sorry about that. But yeah, I think like it looks really cheesy. And obviously, this was really old. But like, It just doesn't, like, you're just not on the moon like that. You know what I mean? Like, it just, it, like, the way the astronauts moving, it just looks so fake, man. It looks so fake. And they didn't have the cameras back then. But you could also make that same argument. Like, they didn't have the, like, did they really have the technology to go up to the moon back then and just sit, record, and vibe? Like, I don't know. They're just vibing. Like, everything's normal. It just feels too, like, good to be true almost. If you really just literally look up the clips of it, watch the astronaut go around, and there's like other photos that people have pointed out, basically saying like the lighting like wouldn't make sense if they were on the moon from the photo, and that it's like those Hollywood lighting, like those big, you know what I mean? Like you see the photo shoots, like the models people use, like those kind of lighting. So it's an interesting theory. Obviously, I don't want to like trash on something that's like a big accomplishment in this country, but I'm gonna leave that one as like possibly, like I possibly think that could be true. Next one, this one's really dumb, but so you guys ever see when planes are flying and like the stuff from the back of the plane comes out, like kind of like smoky, cloudy type little things, and like sometimes they do like signs with them, and then sometimes they'll do letters with them. You know what I'm talking about, right? Basically, there's this theory out there that these people believe that there's these, those are actually chemtrails, like chemtrails from the government put into the planes. There's no backage for this, and there's literally no evidence. I in my notes, there's no, they had no evidence for this theory, but it was talked about somehow. And to me, that was just like so ridiculous because everyone looks at that when they see the plane, they're like, oh, look, like that's pretty sick. And like to think that, yeah, they're just like it would be a hell of a way to do it, like smart by the government, but like, why? Like, if you don't have a valid reason for this theory, I'm just gonna go ahead and say it's fake. Like, honestly, this is bad. On to the next. Birds aren't real. I actually do think about this time to time. Birds are kind of weird because like you'll go days where you just won't see birds. Then you'll remember you've been in certain areas or days where you saw birds like every day. And like sometimes you just won't see birds for a while. It's like, where are these birds going? Like, are they in a lab, like getting reproduced? Like, obviously a lot of people think about that, about the pigeons, and think that they're surveillance. Their thing is that they think that they're under government surveillance. I guess my part would be like, dude, where have you ever seen a bird sleep? Like, where do birds sleep? They just go in trees and sleep. Because I used to remember there used to be so many, like a lot of birds around all the time, especially where like I was from. There's birds everywhere, but I started seeing like less and less birds recently, man. I don't know what it is. I haven't seen a bird in a while. I cannot tell you the last time I've seen a bird. I think something's going on here with these birds, man. I don't know. Like, I think that's like up there with the moon landing one. Actually, no, it's not on that level. It's probably because the moon landing, okay, the birds is probably more like under like the B tier for like possibly real, because at least in some, like maybe not all birds are fake, but like, dude, there could be some that they just throw out there, and over the years have been like, hey, like, this is a good idea. Like, no one would ever see this coming. And that's another thing to think about. We could have actual species of birds, but we could also have a bunch of fake birds that are copied and mimicked in labs by real birds. Dude, that stuff could easily be done, bro. There are such things as fake birds, I think, like, I don't know. But that one's that. And then the last one I hear, this one's kind of dumb, but especially the reasoning. Like, the reasoning this theory is apparently like some like dude who like bombed a bunch of buildings, like said it to his friend, and this is why they present the theory. I just think it's crazy and kind of weird, but like, because obviously that man was definitely disturbed, like very much so. So you can't just think his opinion about is valid, but it's also not from him. This has actually been a thing from a while. They think that reptiles run the US government, and this kind of made me think about like back in the day, they used to think that, you know, there's these like people in the government or like so celebrities, I think maybe, that were like shape-shifting lizards, like half lizard humans, and like that they are in the government. And like I imagine just like in the Pentagon or like the White House, you're in this like conference room, and like there's just like lizards and like human clothing sitting down like a human, bro, and talking. Like, imagine like life-size lizards, like human-sized lizard. Dude, that would be so funny. And like that they're shapeshifters, bro. That would be crazy. Like, honestly, I don't know, man. Oh, that's what it was. They think that the Queen Elizabeth was a lizard, and that the royal family. I was gonna say the Clintons, but I think that was something else. Did they think the Clintons were a part of Illuminati or something? But yeah, they used to think that the. Where they think that the royal family are like these shapeshifter reptiles. That's so funny to me. That is so insane. The whole royal family thing is a little bit weird. I don't know. This would be really creepy. I doubt it, but hey, man, theory is a theory. Okay. I'm gonna check and see if anyone left some. Okay, there's a couple. Hold on, it's loading. I saw a couple. I think this would be, I want to try to do this more, and actually I've only left this pull up like from like 5 minutes since I did the start hit record in the podcast. So yeah, I gotta actually do this way more advanced, but I thought it'd be fun, a little interactive. Okay, someone said aliens are real. Like I said it before, I think that it's, for me personally, it's something that I need to see first before I can personally believe in it. But I do think there's probably a high chance that they are, because you got to think about it. Like, there's so much of space that we don't know of, and like we haven't seen, and like the chances that there would be at least the other planets, the fact that there's other planets that have been undiscovered, there's not just nothing happening. You know what I mean? Like, most likely not. So I think it's a fair theory, but personally, it's just something I need to see first, because I've seen so much fake, like so many fake clips, and like you kind of wonder like how those dudes get away with it. Without like, you got these like fake people, and you literally, bro, if you think an alien video is real, go look up the video, go look up the alien video they think is real, and look up a breakdown of it on YouTube, and a dude, a random dude on YouTube, will prove to you that it's fake in like 30 seconds, and you'll understand. You'll be like, oh, like that's probably not real. Like, it's sickening how people fall for this kind of stuff. That's, you got to be aware of the fake news and stuff, guys. What this stuff is, what you can be, what can be made to look real now is insane. Like, you need to fact check almost everything, in my opinion, now, especially if you're doing in media. God, you could like really seriously ruin someone's life, like without, like, you know what I mean, like saying some fake thing. Like, I've seen some fake things on those Twitter accounts, and it's like, I don't know, bro, it was just weird. But okay, and we have another one. This one's kind of, oh dude, we kind of talked about this one, about this was like the Illuminati. So like, that all these celebrities are like a part of Illuminati because they like wore clothes back in the day. I think it was like Beyonce and like Uzi. Like, they would wear clothes, but this one says like, oh my God, bro. They would wear like a triangle or like throw up a sign. People like, oh, they're definitely a part of this like hidden cult, like that runs, like secretly runs everything. But yeah, I don't know. The Illuminati, I think if there are people who are in it to an extent, but they think that it's like actually something big. I don't think it's anything big. It's just probably just a couple like 50-year-old dudes probably. Okay, so I'm gonna be done with theories. I got, bro, I wanna, so if you guys know someone who's professional theory, I can pay this guy for like an hour just to come on here, and like we can talk about theories, like one of those professional dudes. Let me know where I can find them, please. Please let me know. Or if you think that you're a professional yourself and want to come up here and spit some theories, DM me. Or there's a way you can message me through my podcast. You just gotta, I think it's like the Q&A thingy. Just do that, and I'll leave my email in the description too. I'll start doing that, leave my email, my business email, in the description of every episode. So look out for that, and just let me know if anyone would know someone or yourself that would do that. But all right, the next thing that I wanted to talk about, like the other
Another thing
day
too.
too, like, listen, man, like I sit here on this podcast and I'm talking to the mic for 30 minutes, and it's not easy. It's not easy, like, to know the you got to be careful now. And I also think, like, this is my motivation for someone, just like, dude, guys, just be yourself to the best you can when you're doing something, when you're creating content. Like, don't follow anyone else. Like, don't be a follower, guys. You can't, in my opinion, if you're in media and like you want to create content. Like, don't follow a script. Don't buy into a sponsorship that's gonna make you do this and this and that. Be your let do everything that's best for you, I'd say. Especially in like podcasting and music, and believing yourself too, I'd say. Like, honestly, if you're doing something, whether it's a podcast, whether it's literally anything that you set your mind to and you want to do, like, don't let small setbacks or like things scare you about it. Like, for an example, like, listen, man, like, dude, this is the second time I recorded this episode, I'm gonna be honest. Like, I recorded 30 minutes and scratched it, because I thought it's like those little setbacks that make me, like, that will put me behind. But best thing I do is, just, you only live once, man. You only have this opportunity to leave a statement. Like, go ahead and just try it. What will it hurt if it tries? So I know this has gotten off topic from theories, but yeah, that's something I thought about. And that's something us podcasters kind of have to keep in mind as we go. Just like you got to be careful now, man. You do, and it stinks. But I think, like, but I'm scared for our education system that there's kids who are scared in class to express their opinion about something. Like, I don't like that, and I think we need to be careful with that. But anyways, yes, so next episode is going to be a little bit different. It's gonna be a little bit. I'm gonna have a guest, 1000%. We'll work hard to get a guest, and it's gonna be so. I don't want to spoil it, but it's gonna be good. Obviously, Halloween's coming around. I don't know if I have some ideas, but I don't know if they'll come to fruition. We will see, guys. I want to thank everyone who listened. Like I said, like a play is a play. If you guys like listen to it, I appreciate it. Keeps me going for sure on this podcast. Keeps me doing it, and I want to thank everyone who did. If you have any feedback, just hit my email. Leave a rating too on Spotify. I know you on Spotify, you can leave ratings. Like, don't just give me a 5 stars. Like, give me what your honest rating is and sit and leave how you would want to prove it. But if you give me like a bad rating, can you like at least please say like why, just for some context. But yeah, appreciate it. And I will see everyone in the next episode.